Good evening. I'm Tony Crable. You're listening to your NPR station, 88.1 WVPE and WVPE HD1, Elkhart, South Bend, and online at WVPE.org. Coming up on 11 o'clock, today was primary day in Michigan, and Jennifer Weingart from WVPE joining me on the line from home. Jennifer, you made it home for the night.
I did. Good to be here.
And we've got lots of races to talk about. Actually, let's start with the U.S. Senate race, because we have John James as the victor in that one, and the Trump-backed candidate over Sandy Pentzler with 57% of the vote.
Yes, and he'll be facing incumbent Debbie Stabenow come November. She's been in that seat for a little while yet. They're hoping to turn that seat red this time.
That's since 2001, Stabenow has held that seat, and we'll see what happens in the fall if John James can have an upset, or if there's we'll see how that will probably be one of the Trump referendum races this fall in the U.S. Senate for Michigan. The governor's race, it looks like it's a Schutte-Whitmer race for governor for the general election. Bill Schutte, the Republican, with 50% of the vote. And he had a number of challengers, as did Gretchen Whitmer.
Right. And Bill Schutte is Michigan's current attorney general. He was running in the GOP primary with Brian Kelly, the current lieutenant governor, and then two others, Patrick Holbeck and Jim Hines. That race was called at like 9:30. It was very early victory there for Schutte. And then Whitmer had two challengers, Abdul El-Sayed and Sri Tanadar. That race was much more recently called. It looked a lot closer there for a little while. But Whitmer was a former state Senate speaker. Coming out on top.
Minority leader, Democrats. I think, right?
Minority leader, yes.
So she had about 50% of the vote over El-Sayed's 34% was the next closest there, and Tanadar with about 16% of the vote. And then as we look toward the U.S. House in District 6, the Republican incumbent is Fred Upton in that race. And we've got several folks in the Democratic primary hoping to unseat Fred Upton this fall.
Right. We've got Long John, Franklin, Banak, and Eichholz, all Democrats, all hoping to unseat Upton. Upton has been in Congress for Michigan for quite a few years now. He is from our listening area. He's from St. Joe. Only one of the candidates on the Democratic side is from the area. The rest are from the Kalamazoo Portage area. That district reaches up into that area and a little bit into Allegan County as well. So Long John is still the head of that primary right now. That one hasn't been called. There's about 75% of the precincts reporting, and Matt Long John has about just under 38% of the vote as of right now.
It looks like a much tighter race than the statewide races in any of the other categories so far.
Yes,
so, it is. So the State House District 78, actually let's go to State Senate first. That's what we wanted to do. State Senate District 21. That is the seat that is currently held by Republican John Prose. And we have two candidates, Jennifer, in that race.
Yes, we have Kim Lasada and Dave Pagel vying for that seat. Pagel and Lasada are both currently state House members in the 78th and the 79th. Pagel is term limited, so he can't run for the House again in Michigan, but Lasada is not. But they have both chosen to run for the Senate instead, hoping to take it after Prose.
So then we move to the State House Districts 78 and 79, and House District 78, the GOP primary. Brad Paquette with about 48% of the vote, Jennifer, and several other candidates in that race, too.
Yeah, those were both the 78th and the 79th were very crowded on the Republican side for this primary with Pagel and Losada both going for the Senate. Those were wide open races for the GOP, so a lot of people hoping to get their name on the ticket in those districts.
So we've got lots of races and lots of ballot questions this year or for this primary as well. Jen, there's lots of millages on the ballot for various things. What kinds of things were voters faced with in this primary?
So lots of millages. Most everyone's ballot's going to have a millage on it. They do tend to end up on primary ballots instead of general ballots. There's a lot of them either renewed millages or new millages for police and for fire. There was a couple libraries on there. There was a 911 center. I think it was Cass County's 911 center was looking to renew their millage. Just all sorts of things going on. There was a couple road millages.
Sounds like lots of stuff.
Millages for everything.
Yep. Well, Jennifer Weingart, thank you for joining me this evening, and we look forward to having more from you and everybody else tomorrow on WVPE.
Thank you, Tony.